Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We may or may not be on the internet in a video format. I can't really tell. But what I do know is we're going to talk to Neil Greenberg, our guy, Neil Greenberg, sports analytics for The Washington Post. Greenberg, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing super. How are you?
I'm good, man. I want you to know I was basically like a native New Yorker for the last couple of days. I was taking the subway. I was eating pizza. I really fit in. I watched a number of people kind of just pee on the sidewalk. It was
That's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Did you fold
your
pizza?
You have to do that to make sure you fit in.
I did not pee on the sidewalk. I did fold
the
pizza.
You're not a New Yorker then.
It wasn't Sparrow Pizza, was it?
It was not. I actually made a point. I went to John's on Bleecker, and then I went to, is it Joe's on Carmine, like right there in the village, the two spots.
We used to,
it was good.
When we used to ditch school, we'd go in to get our haircuts on Bleecker Street.
There you go.
That was like our big outing as kids.
When we used to ditch school, we would buy Milwaukee's Best from this little deli in Friendship Heights that once let me use my sister's fake ID. So they were very, very strict about the...
Were you looking very much like your sister?
maybe. you wrote something that I read, that I enjoyed, where you kind of did a legitimate deep dive into success rates of drafted quarterbacks. I believe you limited it to the top five, but maybe it was even further limited than that. Let me give you the floor and kind of explain the piece.
Yeah, so obviously the local team has a top five pick, top two pick, and you know we're looking at a quarterback there. I think there's a lot of optimism around the pick, even if we don't know who it's going to be with any certainty. But the hit rates to get a franchise quarterback, using a draft pick even that high is not as good as maybe you might think. I mean, it's a coin flip essentially. To get a franchise quarterback. And, you know, I'm talking about a quarterback that you draft, he plays well, you extend him a contract. As we're seeing with the Zach Wilson trade, you know, from the Jets, that, you know, that draft class in particular wasn't very good. And those weren't even, you know, top five draft picks. But, you know, we can look back historically and, you know, we see Peyton Manning's and we see Ryan Lee's. We see, Jamarcus Russell's. I mean, there are chances to bust even when you're picking that high. And for me, it was higher than I expected going in. And I think that's, you know, something that you really do have to, you have to set your expectations accordingly. And, even analytics that are around there, Aaron Schatz has his Cubase projection and, you know, the bust rates for even the top pick is, you know, Caleb Williams is, relatively high, and the chance of him being an elite quarterback are relatively low. And, I think just everyone needs to take that into account.
I agree. So can we dive in specifically to these guys and kind of what you think, what the data tells us about the fellas in this draft?
Yeah, so Jaden, Caleb Williams obviously has the best chance to play at an elite level, which is for the particulars of Aaron's post, and he's done it for many years. It's you know, how many total yards above a replacement player per attempt would they have? You know, they look at a bunch of factors, the combine, some comparable players coming out of school, you know, et cetera. Caleb Williams, chance of a bust, almost 30%. Chance to be an elite player, 20%. That's pretty high. I mean, the chance to bust with the number one overall pick being 30%, to me, I think is very high. Drake May's bust potential is a 50-50 chance. That's exorbitant. Jaden Daniels, 38%. I mean, you know, these are large chances to bust. Mm-hmm. And when you think about what would happen to a franchise if they took a swing on a franchise quarterback with a top five pick and it doesn't work out, you know, we've seen it here. I mean, it could literally set the franchise back years in terms of getting back to respectable contention, such as making the playoffs.
Have you all gone back and watched those based off of what the bust percentage was and how many people lived up to that or
went
against it?
Yeah, I have. And, you know, I remember doing, like I said, Aaron's done this for many years. You know, we looked at, I remember I did a story about this with Marcus Mariota and how, you know, even his bust rate was relatively high. And a lot of people said, you know, that's silly. You know, I mean, he's going to be great. And he was okay. I mean, you know, he spent his first, you know, five seasons with Tennessee, but then bounced around. And I wouldn't call him a bust per se, but I think we can all agree he hasn't been the franchise quarterback that you would expect to get at that level. Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, these are just percentages and it's only one person's projection. And, you know, we've been listening because of where we are. We've been hearing about this number two pick for what, months? Yeah. And, you know, who's the better player at number
two?
We know
ended.
All the goods and bads for each player at this point. But I do think the contracts show, you know, how well a player has been perceived. And historically, they line up pretty well with what Aaron's been doing. In terms of, you know, are these players franchise quarterbacks? And I'm not even talking about, like, guys at, like, Peyton Manning level or Andrew Luck level. I'm just talking about a guy that's better than average. The franchise isn't trying to actively replace him. They sign them to a second-year deal. He starts the games, and he's, you know, he's good. Not great, but good. You know, even that doesn't happen as often as perhaps some people might think.
I'm with you. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here. You can follow him on X and Instagram at N Greenberg. I don't know that we've asked you this, but I did notice a funny tweet you had where somebody claimed that J.J. McCarthy would be the analytical pick. I find that hard to believe. I think whatever sort of metrics you're looking at that Michigan team that was just so loaded on all sides of the ball, like I just feel like that would skew the analytics to me. Who would you pick, and why?
That's a great question. I'm so glad I don't have to make this pick. I think Jaden Daniels would probably be my choice. There's concerns, obviously. You know, the sacks are certainly a concern. We've seen how much that can manifest itself at the NFL level. You know, I don't know if there's necessarily a safe pick, but for me, I think Daniels is, you know, his completion rate was high. He had a very solid yards per attempt. He can rush the ball. You know, not to say that he's the next Lamar Jackson, but, you know, to be able to have that dual purpose type of skill set, I think is important in today's NFL. And I think also, and I think I said this when Marcus Mariota was signed, you know, he has a little bit of that too. I mean, he's not a spring chicken, so he's not going to be running all over the field, you know, like perhaps he did in years past. But, you know, Mariota could run a little bit. And I had said then when they brought him to Washington that maybe that was a little bit of a tip as to what type of skill set they're looking for, because with all the new faces and up and down the organization, and then you have a new quarterback coming in, like, you only want to install the offense once. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you want that big of a difference, you know, if Mariota starts and then the quarterback comes in later, or the quarterback's playing and then you have to bring in Mariota later. Like, you want one system, and I think Daniels probably is most similar to Mariota in terms of being able to do that part of it.
When I said that, people flipped out.
Yeah, they did. And it seemed like, hey, man, Neil's siding with you. But ultimately, what is it that, because we've talked to people now that have said that Jaden should be compared more to Caleb and not the other guys in the draft, that they are above them. But what are your thoughts on that?
We don't know anything. I mean, it's so hard to say who's who. And you know, you brought up a good point in terms of who they're playing with. I mean, in college, athleticism is a big differentiator, right? Like, if you have very talented wideouts, they're going up against cornerbacks that perhaps aren't as talented. You know, that skill gap is much, much narrower in the NFL. You know, I'm just guessing like everybody else. There's, you know, even with Caleb Williams at number one, there's no consensus number two pick. I mean, would you be surprised, like, would you be shocked, just for argument's sake, if Bo Nix outperforms Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy or Drake May, you know, over the next 2 or 3 years? It's not likely to happen, but would I be shocked? No, because, you know, it also depends on where they go and what kind of scheme and who's around them, et cetera. I mean, I'd be just guessing at this point.
And that's fair. I mean, that's probably what most people are doing, honestly.
Yeah.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg, I want to switch a little to Caps. The Rangers are really good, and I don't know that Washington can win this series. But that call, the non-call on Panarin, was such horse dung that I do think it impacted the game. I'm curious where you land on that.
I don't think it was a bad hit. Like, I don't see the problem in it. Now, I will say, if Tom Wilson's the one making that hit, he probably gets, you know, the penalty, and we're talking, is he going to get a phone call, et cetera. I just didn't think it was that bad. I just don't think it was that bad of a hit. I don't think it was a head-hunting hit.
Not in real time, though.
But, Neil, and we will be giving away tickets at 12:45 to the game coming up. So, for the Caps, my question is, you making that comment, if Tom Wilson did it, it would be a penalty. It shouldn't be like that, especially in the playoffs.
No, it absolutely should not. But I see where people are going with it in terms of, you know, they locally especially, fans are seeing it through a prism where, you know, it's not an equal playing field, right? Like, they don't treat all players equally. I personally had no problem with the hit. I don't think it was as egregious as many others. I understand why people think the hit was as bad as it was, and I also agree that it also depends on the player. Again, I don't think there was anything wrong with it. I don't think there's been a lot of stuff wrong with what Tom Wilson has done, you know, except with the major infractions where it's pretty clear and obvious. I do think, you know, his reputation precedes him in a lot of ways, and that's to his detriment. But again, I didn't have as big a problem with the hit. I think the Capitals' bigger issue is figuring out how they could be more successful on the power play than the Rangers are on when the Capitals have a power play. And obviously Ovechkin needs to get going, but you know, as far as that hit's concerned, I don't think it was as bad as most.
All right, can they get? I mean, at some point we got to credit the Rangers' penalty kill, which they've been really good at all year. Ovi can give you more. You need that, but I mean, Oshie doesn't look all the way right. Like, How did they get back in this series? They're going to have home crowd Friday night. Can that make the difference?
Yeah, it's not only the home crowd. They're going to have the opportunity to get last change in the faceoff circle, which means that Carberry is going to be able to get the matchups he wants a lot easier, you know, specifically getting him away from getting Ovechkin away from Lindgren and Fox, and trying to open him up a little bit. I mean, it's no secret Alex Ovechkin has struggled getting a shot on net in these first two playoff games. And that's really going to be a heavy driver of it. You know, can Washington get a matchup that frees Ovechkin up to get him, you know, to get him scoring? Because let's face it, the Capitals' turnaround happened when Ovechkin's turnaround happened, right? Like there were other things that, you know, Carberry did very well. The goaltending was very good, et cetera. But, you know, a big part of it was Ovechkin being Ovechkin again. If the Rangers can bottle him up, obviously that's going to be a significant problem for Washington. But this is it, right? I mean, I'm not calling Game 3 a must-win game, but, you know, we need
it
to
is.
See
it is, dude.
A
yeah.
different game plan for Ovechkin and to be in a little bit softer matchup. That will help him in the next two games. Then they got to figure out what to do once they get back to MSG. But that's what I would be looking for. You know, can Ovechkin at least be freed up with better matchups? Because that at least gives you a game plan going forward. If he can't, well, then, you know, they're done and we're probably looking at a sweep.
I thought game two was a must win.
Yeah, I mean, you get down 3-0.
But Carberry,
well, yeah, you're an underdog. You know, you always got to steal one at home.
Yeah.
You know, they played a lot better in the second game than the first. But the Rangers are good. I mean, the Rangers are good. They're good at doing a lot of things. And one of the things that they're good at, especially on the penalty kill, you know, they're not necessarily only looking to kill the penalty. They're looking to score as well. And, you know, that's a wrinkle that you don't see a lot of teams do. So it becomes very difficult when you're on the power play when you need to focus on scoring, but also, you know, you need to focus more on defense in situations where maybe you don't have to against most other teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to watch these games and wonder what kind of – how they get back in it, because I don't think it's just Ovi. I don't know that anybody's really playing their best outside of – I think Strom, Wilson, and Carlson are playing at a pretty high level. But everybody just seems – the Rangers just seem really, really good. I would say Friday is a must-win. And then Sunday could be a lot of fun. We're giving away Game 4 tickets, Caps, Rangers on Sunday. We're giving those away at 12:45. I'm going to ask you a question, Greenberg. Do you like Deep Purple?
Deep Purple, the band or the color?
I guess both. You could answer either way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I respect where they are in, like, the lexicon of, you know, rock and roll. They're probably not, like, my first choice coming, like, a band from England. That's probably the Beatles because of my dad and then the Who. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, you got to respect them for what they did.
I didn't even know they were British, so thanks for clearing that up. I got one more question for you, but right now, caller number 10, you win two tickets to see Deep Purple, the One More Time Tour, Saturday, September 7th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. 800-636-1067, you win a pair of tickets to see Deep Purple in September. Listen, I was in New York last night for Spencer Carberry's presser. If it was me, I feel like I may have gone two different directions on two different things. He was and kind of continues to be very calm when, whether you think it was the right call or not, it was certainly confusing, and one of his guys had to go to the locker room and it hurt his team on the Panarin hit. And he was very calm in his explanation to all of that. And then, kind of surprisingly, I think he was a little more critical of Ovi than folks maybe expected. What do you make of Carberry through two games and his first chance in the playoffs?
I mean, I think he's doing fine. I think he's being honest about it, and obviously he doesn't want to anger the officials, right? I mean, because they could do something if they wanted to that puts Washington in a precarious situation. But, you know, as far as Ovechkin's concerned, I think he was pretty honest about it. And he kind of talked about what I was talking about earlier, which is they got to get him in better situations, right? I mean, he's obviously struggling, but he's struggling because the Rangers are making him struggle. And, you know, that's something that we've seen the Rangers do to Ovechkin over the years. You know, he can't score if he can't get shots through. So blocking shots for him becomes a potent neutralizing weapon and has been for years. So I think that he was honest about it. And, you know, it'll be telling, as I said, this next game. Like, can he do what he needs to do for Ovechkin? And then if he does that, does Ovechkin take advantage? Because it's never, you know, just the coach's scheme. It's never just the player. There's a gray area in between. But I think if he does free Ovechkin from the top defensive pair of the Rangers and Ovechkin doesn't produce, then we may be having some other, you know, more difficult discussions around what Carberry says in his pressers. But I never expected him to go after the officials after the hit because, you know, you just got to move on and you know, just be a little more, you know, just have to focus on the game ahead of you.
Fair enough. All right, so you got Jaden coming to town and the Caps doing what Friday night?
I have the Caps winning. I do think having home ice, you know, home ice specifically has a wrinkle that other home advantages don't in terms of the last change and getting the matchups that you want. So I think if the Caps are going to win any game, it's going to be this one. So, right. You know, all I right. think that they
book
pretty
it.
Good chance.
Greenberg says they're winning. Thanks, dude. Appreciate you making time for us.
All right. Talk to you soon, right, and we'll finally know the pick, which will be nice.
Finally. Thank goodness. That's our friend Neil Greenberg. We interact with Neil all the time. We have Neil on every week. I text him. It's because I believe in the work he does. I believe that he is intellectually capable of backing up what he predicts. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, frankly, he just does a good job. That's who I like to consistently deal with in my life. And I would put Paul Henry in that category. There's a reason I have worked with Paul repeatedly on my home and that he has done significant work over the years to my house. It's because I trust the service, I trust the quality, I trust the pricing, and I trust the people. And working with Paul Henry has been terrific for me. Brian, I know it's been terrific for you. If you call this month, you got a little bit of April left, 10% off each window with a 5-window minimum and 10% off each door at Paul Henry's window installation.
Paul is just like you are with anybody coming into your house. You know, if you don't trust him, you don't allow me in your house. You don't open up your house for him. Paul came to do my work in my house, and he was there for some days. And I just basically left him there. Nothing. I had to worry about nothing because I knew that they would take care of the things they were supposed to take care of. When I got back to the house, everything was how it was supposed to be. And, you know, Paul does a great job. He replaced all the windows, all the doors, and the house began to feel a lot better. You know, and one thing about it, it just passed by tax time. You know what? You get some new windows and doors in your house, that is a tax write-off. You're going to get energy-efficient windows? Hey, and I think the government actually loves that. So Paul can also help you get you some money back when it comes down to tax season. So call Paul right now to receive 10% off each window with a 5-window minimum and 10% off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenrysWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We've been talking about it. The stream is certainly coming and may be here. We're kind of trying to figure that out as we go here, if we actually are streaming or not.
I mean, we're streaming. There's no question.
Okay. So apparently we're streaming. at the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Are you guys on?
No, just you two. On YouTube.
People need Jeff and Landfill.
Nah.
Yep. That's only for right now. Our cameras are coming.
Oh, boy. Here we go. All right.
Rob Milne, we need you to call back. 800-636-1067. You are the winner of the Deep Purple tickets. Please call us back. Rob Milne.
Everybody tell the truth. Who knew Deep Purple was British until Greenberg said it?
Well, I'm not going to say I knew that. I'm just going to say thank you, Greenberg.
Jeff, were you aware that Deep Purple was from England?
I wasn't aware that Deep Purple was even a band until we started giving away tickets.
Landini, did you know they were British? I feel like Landfill may have known this.
Sure.
He didn't know.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he knew. So, as we're now streaming, I'm looking at the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. And there's a thing on YouTube where I think they're basically trying to compete with TikTok, which may or may not be banned at some point. This is bizarre. So everybody knows what YouTube is, a huge video platform where you can go watch videos, or more and more, you can watch live streams. And I'll look at the camera. I assume this camera's mine. Hello. But to compete with TikTok, which continues to become more and more powerful, YouTube rolled out these things called Shorts, where it's like under a minute, vertical.
Short stories.
It's like, it's kind of like Instagram stories have become, all that, right? Are you aware who apparently dominates the YouTube Shorts for the 106.7 The Fan page?
Jeff?
Not Jeff. Think about all the people involved in 106.7 The Fan.
Ryan Clary.
Not Ryan Clary.
I don't know that.
Toby.
Not Toby. Landfill, you got a guess?
You said 106.7, so minus 980?
No, I will include the whole bunch.
Rooster.
Nope. Not the Junkies, not Grant, not Danny.
Hoffman.
There's like 1,000 videos from Denton Day.
Doing what?
Commanders 60. And I mean, maybe these are old. I'm guessing somebody was like, yo, Denton, we need to put some videos together. You're the guy for them. I don't know. That's my best guess.
I guess. I don't know.
There are some Logan Paulson ones. Maybe these are all old. Let's see what's been most popular. Denton, man. Denton moving the needle. We have Denton Day joining us at 1 o'clock.
You get to find out.
We can ask him.
Ask him directly.
Ask him directly about his decision to be the leading voice of the YouTube Shorts on the 106.7 The Fan webpage. I didn't know today was the day we were starting this. So Timothy Park says, JP always dresses casually. One, Timothy Park.
That's not casual, Timothy.
You've never been to a radio
station. That's t-shirty.
I look nice compared to the way some folks roll around here.
Not necessarily.
You look I'm like 50-50. You generally dress nice. Most people don't. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Like, this is pretty standard. But I have to dress nice with some regularity because who knows what I'm doing afterwards.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when Timothy Park also says we want to see Jeff and Landfill. So you got to give the people what they want, boys.
Yeah. You don't see Jeff and Landfill, you can't see us.
All right. A lot of folks are excited to see this. Kenneth Gaines says, good morning, my guys. Good morning, Kenneth.
Bonjour.
you read Right Way Security? Read that one, Jeff, because you're in the other room. He can't punch you.
Need some shades for the shine on B-Mitch head.
Pucker up. That's what I say to you.
All right, man. So people are watching. Cool. We appreciate it. Landfill's mad about something. What happened? We need a camera in there too, so they get the full experience. Landfill dancing. Jeff, how much of the stream are you in charge of? Like, when we go to break, do you have to turn it off? Who turns it off?
I turn it off.
So you're gonna have to stay in the room now.
Stay put.
I'm locked down.
This is a very new role for Jeff. It's a new role for all of us. I I occasionally pick my nose. I don't think I can do that anymore.
You can't do that anymore, though.
It's all on YouTube.
Yep.
Also, I mean, now that we're, I'm going to show the world. Jeff got me a package of blueberry almonds this morning. These were banging, Jeff. I just ate them. Now, almonds are supposed to be like the healthiest thing you can eat, like a superfood or whatever. These joints are clearly just covered in sugar, but they taste great.
You can have the pack you gave me as well.
Y'all told me to bring them in here for y'all one day, and I did.
Glad to try.
And you know
I
what
never
B-Miss
told
did?
You to bring that in.
You know
for
what
us?
B-Miss did? I tried to give him a pack of my nuts, and he threw them back at me.
Here's what we're gonna do.
I didn't ask you to bring that in here. I didn't ask you to bring that crap in here.
I'm gonna open the phone lines up at noon. A lot of concerns for some about Jaden Daniels apparently wishing he could play in Las Vegas. Well, the odds makers are sure telling you he's going to play in Washington, in Raljohn, to be exact. Do you care that he has a preference? Not that he's demanding to go.
I don't think he said he had a preference. He's just letting you know that he likes.
We're going to talk about it.
The coach.
We're going to talk about it when we return. We will open the phones at noon. Right now, though, I've got to tell you about the great folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. 7 locations all over Northern Virginia, from Alexandria to Chantilly. They get Kias, they got Toyotas, they got Ford, Buick, GMC, Chevy, all of it, man. Go check them out. Great people, they'll take great care of you, and they have great financing options, which is more and more important in this crazy world.
And they have that great Orsman Lifetime Edge. They give you over $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance. They give you a loaner car with every major maintenance and that Orsman Lifetime Engine Guarantee. And if you're trying to sell a car, that's great news. Not just good news, great news. You go to Orsman, they will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's very simple. They like to keep their customers happy. Take it from myself and JP, two extremely satisfied Orsman customers, and let's ride together.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A number of things I want to point out here. Good news is that the people in charge of the Heisman or whoever the hell's in charge finally came to their senses and are bringing Reggie Bush back. He gets his Heisman back. He gets to be at the ceremony, be honored.
He should have gotten it back a long time ago.
Reggie Bush, one of the most electric college football players I've ever seen. And if you think about some of the other dudes that got to hold on to their Heismans that Reggie Bush had to give back, what a joke. I read this tweet now from one Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football says, thank you to the Heisman Trophy for doing what's right and welcoming a storied member of our history back into the fold. There were many voices throughout this process that stood on the table for Reggie simply because of the kind of human he is. I look forward to being on that stage with you this December. Reggie Bush, you deserve it. I agree with Johnny Football. I think that's pretty well said.
Yeah.
I would also point out that if Johnny Football never lost his damn Heisman, how on earth did Reggie?
Yeah, but the thing, Reggie lost his Heisman, but what did USC lose?
Right.
I mean, it's amazing how
they had to take some banners down.
You can say that this guy has to lose his Heisman because someone, an adult who was overly zealous that wanted to really take care of him, how are you going to take care of him? How would you have a person that doesn't have much turn down everything?
Right. And
and then the school still benefited off of him, but he couldn't have a trophy?
Well, and then I don't know if you saw this, that
the damn NCAA, those folks right there, whatever could happen to them.
Well, let's go a step further. So Arizona State is where Jaden Daniels started his college career. Herm Edwards was at Arizona State. Herm Edwards just got, I believe, a 5-year show cause penalty. Show cause is about as severe as the NCAA can give. It means you have to show cause why you should be fired, why you should be able to be hired before the end of your penalty, right? And to which I respond, if you were giving recruits impermissible benefits 5 years ago, and today all things are permissible under the NIL rules,
throw it out the window.
Who gives a rip? Right? Like,
yeah.
And apparently Jaden Daniels' mom may or may not have gotten impermissible benefits. I don't care. They've since changed rules that everybody does.
Yeah.
That to me is just a big old miss. All right, we're going to open the phone lines up at noon. We got a lot of people now chiming in via the stream. All right. Our very own Cody Betts says this is awesome. He's watching, but he wants the camera in the aquarium. I think it's only equitable.
Yeah.
In an era of
There's
equity.
Four people on this show. It's not just two people.
Ike Dog has a very good question, B.
Mm-hmm.
Ike Dog 1025 asks, can we get odds on the day Jeff forgets to cut the cameras off during the commercial break?
That make a difference. What's his name?
Ike Dog.
Ike Dog, don't worry. Because I got to get up, I'm going.
What's up, dog?
I say, no, Ike Dog, you said.
Yeah, but what is up, dog?
I don't know.
What's up with you?
Stupid. What I'm telling you is, this thing's not going to keep me stuck in this damn seat when I got somewhere to go.
You and I are movers. We are not sitters.
We didn't have a discussion about this whole thing anyway.
So a lot of this, I don't know that I need this. Another thing for me to look at, but a lot of comments. Jeff, you never should have showed me this chat. There's a lot of people chatting during the show here.
What is it on?
YouTube. The 106.7 The Fan YouTube
page.
Don't
send it to me. You know, I don't pay attention to all that stuff.
Tay says, I want to see Landfill's face when Charlie calls, which I thought would be
Hey, that's the one day we needed for sure.
Shout out to Kay Holland, who says, dream come true, favorite show on The Fan, finally being streamed. Eric Baxter points out, where'd you go, Eric? This thing moves because I guess a lot of people are commenting.
Yeah.
Eric Baxter said, JP slapping a White Claw before noon live is crazy. I want to point out this is a Celsius, sir. This is not a White Claw. I do not drink White Claws generally.
He's killing it.
I like this. This dude said, B-Mitch had damn near 12 miles of return yards.
Damn, that's a lot of return yards.
Right? Robert Hodge says, wish you guys could come on TV after the Junkies. That ain't up to us. We just got streaming. It's 2024. We'll see what happens.
2034. We'd have that done.
RJ's chiming in. Richmond John, commercial breaks are longer than Denton's college football gambling odds.
Hey, Richmond, don't be sitting up here talk, man. That's we get paid off of that.
Somebody, was this you, Jeff? Somebody from 106.7 The Fan commented, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the stream. Please be respectful in the comments.
Yes, that's me.
You think they care about that?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm just covering our behinds, man. We put the disclaimer out there. Other than that, I'm going to have to put people in timeout because I can do that.
Let them fire at will, dude. This is we do not need protection.
Of course, but certain stuff we got to, you know.
I'll let you. Yo, people are booing you, Jeff, because you're being a narc.
Boo, Jeff, boo.
Jeff's getting booed in the chat. Caleb Novowowski says L for Jeff. I don't know that this is accurate. I don't know that he's an expert, but someone named Cairo Atos says 100 plus on the first stream is crazy. I don't know what that means, but
that's the views we're sitting at.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Nick Kurtz says snitches get stitches. All right.
Jeff, snitch.
Phone lines. I guess we'll take damn comments from the chat, too.
Hell yeah.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Apparently, once upon a time, Jaden Daniels would have liked to play for Antonio Pierce, his coach in college. Jaden Daniels has also said he grew up a Niners fan. Do you have any concerns about any of this, that Daniels had a past and maybe now is reflecting on his life is going to be in Washington? Do you think any of this matters as it relates to making the pick or as it relates to how he will play? B. Mitch will tell us how he feels when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Phone lines open.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.